This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Fire Department says one person was injured after a vehicle went off a bridge last night. First responders were called to the bridge near 2724 North Nevada after the crash was reported. Video from the scene showing a vehicle on the ground below the bridge near a set of train tracks. Springs Fire Department says one person was taken to an area hospital following that crash.
A child was taken to the hospital after they were hit by a vehicle yesterday morning. Colorado Springs Police said the 8-year-old was hit at Austin Bluffs and Brainerd while crossing the street on a scooter. The child is expected to be okay. The investigation's ongoing, but officers said the driver may have had the sun in his eyes and didn't see the child. A traffic stop leads to a suspect vehicle hitting a city police car. It started when officers tried to pull over a car just after midnight this morning at East Pikes Peak Avenue and Hancock Avenue. When officers tried to go up to the car, the driver of the vehicle backed into the officer's marked patrol vehicle. Two of the three occupants from the vehicle then tried to run away but were quickly stopped. The third occupant was also contacted and detained by officers on the scene. There was some minor damage to the suspect's vehicle and slight damage to the marked patrol unit. The driver and the suspect who tried to flee were served and released.
Pueblo County is putting a burn ban in place until a fire that started nearly 2 weeks ago is contained. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office announcing the ban yesterday. Via social media posts, they noted a significant number of resources are being used to fight the St. Charles fire, which was first reported on U.S. Forest Service land back on October 14th. James Klein lives and works in that pre-evacuation area.
We don't know what we're going to do yet, but we're getting to the end of our season anyway, right? That's usually what we do, and we'll close up for the winter. So this is kind of a good thing in a weird way because we're not in the middle of summer where there's so many people up here. So we'll just play it by ear and pray for the best.
About 150 firefighters from different state and local agencies are working to control the blaze, which grew to more than 250 acres yesterday.
A majority of the Colorado Springs City Council is opposing a ballot measure designed to cut property taxes statewide. The council expressed its lack of support for Proposition HH in a resolution passed yesterday. Council members called the ballot measure confusing and worried it would remove local control of property tax rates. The vote on the resolution was 7-0. With council members Yolanda Avila and Nancy Angem not casting a vote. Colorado Springs Utilities wants to raise rates this winter. It's a smaller increase than previous winters, but that doesn't make it any easier to absorb. The high cost and limited availability of natural gas drove higher winter rate increases by Springs Utilities in 2022 and before then in 2021, and it could happen again this winter, given the conflicts in Ukraine and Israel and the possibility of severe weather. But Springs Utilities is optimistic that this winter won't be as bad. The utility is requesting only a 3% overall increase in residential rates that would add around $8 to the average monthly bill. Springs Utilities says that even with that increase, customers' bills would be much lower than they were during the past 2 winters. We asked customers like Steve Grantham if adding that $8 to monthly bills is worth worrying about.
We've enjoyed low rates for the longest time. Former utilities employee myself had some working knowledge of how this works on the electric side. So I think for now, I think we're still in pretty good shape.
Springs Utility says that under normal conditions, it can easily supply enough power with natural gas generators and battery storage capacity. The City Council will vote on the rate proposal in 3 weeks.
A defense contractor is planning an expansion in Colorado Springs that could lead up to 200 new jobs. Frontier Technology announced yesterday it's planning to build a $15 million facility at an existing office building along Garden of the Gods Road. The new Orbit Center will focus mainly on Space Force initiatives, though it will support other branches of the military as well.
Club Q is moving on from last year's shooting with a new name and location. The LGBTQ plus nightclub will now be known as The Q and will operate inside the Satellite Hotel near South Academy and Airport. Club VP of Operations Michael Anderson said that the plan was initially to reopen at the same location, but now they believe a new club is best way forward.
We believe by choosing to do a new location and a new venue at a different spot in this city without the tragedy, without everything that's happened to it, we can build a bridge and allow people to meet on that bridge and start to rebuild this community.
It remains unknown when the queue will open.
Partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon. We'll see high temperatures today in the low 70s for Colorado Springs, about 74 in Pueblo. And do expect that we see southeasterly winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, perhaps gusting as high as 15 to 20. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.